Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Sefer Daniel, Perek Dalet. In this perek, Nebuchadnezzar recounts his second seemingly uninterpretable dream about a beautiful tree that seems to lose everything. Nebuchadnezzar opens our perek by telling us, "I am tranquil in my house and flourishing in my palace." Malbim explains that it is important to know that he was not experiencing any tension in his life that would lead to a bad dream. The tranquility is internal within himself, and the flourishing is external in his relationships with others. He had no enemies or wars to contend with. Despite this inner and outer peace, he had a terrifying dream. It is interesting to note that Nebuchadnezzar behaved in the same way as the first dream, in calling all of his necromancers, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, but not Daniel. Malbim suggests that he felt this dream was much simpler to interpret, and he was willing and able to tell them the dream. Perhaps he thought this dream did not need the divine inspiration found in Daniel that enabled him to both tell over and interpret the first dream. Only when they all failed to understand its message did he finally call in Daniel, referred to here by his Babylonian name representing Nebuchadnezzar's personal god, Belshazzar, to solve it. The king describes seeing in his vision a beautiful and very tall, which seems to be a theme in his dreams and structures, tree with shady, beautiful branches laden with fruit enough to feed all living things around it. An angel appears and commands all the branches to be cut off and all the fruit shaken off so that all the beasts will wander away and the birds will fly off. The description of desolation commanded by the angel is extreme in Psukim Yud Bet to Yud Gimel. But leave the stump of its root in the earth, in a band of iron and brass amid the tender grass of the field. Let him be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given to him, and let seven seasons pass over him. Somehow, the parable of the tree has been made clear that it is a man who will somehow, either figuratively or literally, be transformed into a beast for a period of seven seasons. In his final statement in the dream, the angel decrees in Pasuk Yud Dalet, in order that the living should know that the Most High rules over the kingdom of man, and to whom he wishes, he gives it, and the lowest of men he sets upon it. Malbim understands this as a reference to the stone that was hewn without a hand in the first dream, a hint to the future when Hashem rules over everyone and everything. Daniel is terrified to give over the interpretation, as it poses a very negative future for the king. Malbim says the king assured him he would not be angry with him for his analysis. The tree represents a king whose greatness has reached the heavens and his power the ends of the earth. But he will be cut down with only the roots remaining chained to the earth. He will wash with the dew and eat grass like the beasts for 7 years until he knows, as stated in Pasuk Kaf Bet, that the Most High rules over the kingdom of men and to whom he wishes he gives it. The remaining roots ensure that the kingdom will be returned to him once he recognizes Hashem's sovereignty. Malbim views the purpose of the dream and the subsequent realization of the events in it as a punishment for the statue Nebuchadnezzar built in an attempt to overthrow Hashem's decree from the first dream that the kingdom of Babel would eventually end. This is an appropriate consequence that shows Hashem's power to control the events of the world. After completing his interpretation, Daniel then gives Nebuchadnezzar advice for how to proceed in Pasuk Kaf Dalet. "Indeed, O king, may my counsel please you, and with charity you will remove your sin and your iniquity by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps your tranquility will last." Malbim asks a very profound question in his commentary. "Lama natan lo etza levatel gezerat shamayim min harasha hazeh asher hirish et haaretz?" Why did he give him advice to cancel the heavenly decree from this wicked man that outraged the land? In fact, the Gemara in Bava Batra 4a states, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rav Yeshua ben Levi questions, why was Daniel punished? Because he offered advice to Nebuchadnezzar. And what was his punishment? The Gemara relates two options. And from where do we derive that Daniel was punished? If we say we know this because it is written, and Esther called for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and Esther Dalet Hay, and Rav said, Hatach is Daniel. This works out well, according to the one who says Daniel was Hatach, because they cut him down, Hatach, from his greatness, and turned him into a minor attendant. But according to the one who says he was called Hatach because all governmental matters were determined, Hatach, according to his word, what is there to say? His punishment then was that they threw him into the den of lions. Malvim answers his question with a different approach. Like Yosef before him, who understood Paro's dream to describe both the future famine and the solution for how to survive it, Daniel saw the advice as part of the dream. In Nebuchadnezzar's description of the tree in his dream in Pasuk Tet, he says, its branches were beautiful and its fruit was plentiful, and on it was sustenance for all. Under it, the beasts of the field took shade, and in its branches dwelt the birds of the heavens, and all flesh was nourished from it. Malbim explains that while everything in Babel was so plentiful that there was sustenance for all, Nebuchadnezzar was not ruling in such a way as all flesh was nourished from it. He did not make a point to feed the poor, and in fact took what little they had from them. Daniel saw in the dream that if he were to fulfill this aspect shown by the tree, by righteously feeding all his people, he would not suffer the consequences of losing his kingship. However, Daniel also knew from the dream that even if he took his advice, Nebuchadnezzar would not persist in a righteous way for long and was bound to suffer the end of the dream. Indeed, Pasuk Chafav begins the narrative of what happened 12 months later. At the end of 12 months, he was walking upon the royal palace of Babylon. The king raised his voice and said, "Is this not the great Babylon which I built for a royal palace with the strength of my power and for the honor of my glory?" The word was still in the king's mouth when a voice fell from heaven which said, "To you they said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom has turned away from you. From man they will banish you, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field. Like cattle they will feed you grass, and 7 periods will pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules over the kingdom man, and to whom he wishes, he gives it." At that time, the matter was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was banished from man. He ate grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of the heavens, until his hair grew like the feathers of eagles, and his nails like the claws of birds. The Midrash Tanchuma in Parshat Mishpatim 4 describes how Nebuchadnezzar took Daniel's advice to give sustenance for all and what happened when he stopped. The wicked one, Nebuchadnezzar, immediately opened his treasure houses and distributed to them for 12 months. After 12 months, the wicked one forgot his dream and began walking about his palace. He heard the sound of the destitute masses in front of his treasure house and said to his servants, "What is this sound that I hear?" They told him, "The poor, whom you drove out, are demanding sustenance." He was seized with meanness. The king spoke and he said, "Is this not the great Babylon which I have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Pasuk Chaf Zayin in our Perek. He said, "Were it not for my treasure house, how could I build this entire kingdom?" He instructed and ruled for them as it is written. As the king was still speaking, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, "Wicked one, who granted you tranquility all of these 12 months? Was it not the charity that you executed?" Immediately after uttering these fateful and haughty words, the punishment of the dream went to effect, and Nebuchadnezzar became like an animal, banished from man for 7 years. Finally, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Nebuchadnezzar regains his humanity and declares, "And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my understanding was restored to me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and glorified him who lives to eternity, whose dominion is an eternal dominion, and whose kingdom is with every generation." Nebuchadnezzar makes a full recovery and publicly expresses his gratitude to Hashem and acknowledgement that Hashem runs the world and has divine providence even over the most powerful of human kings. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rezel Rachel bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel bat Shlomo.